Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, shalom, shalom, Habarim, shalom. Yes, I, Rastafari, shalom. Here on the end of the Irish here, the Rastafari podcast, Rastafari Jews, Rastafari Israelites. Yes, I. I and I, Rastafari, Testify Tuesday right here on the end in the Irid. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, and here the day after, you know, the upper room of Zion, here in the season for the harvest, Shavuot and the Chag, Shavuot Sameach, speaking about the harvest time. In the two truths, right, the first of the two types, that earthly type, the earthly harvest, so Hillel and Baraka, well wishes and words, sound and power of increase and prosperity to all I and I people, all the farmers, all those who do the Georgis. What's the Georgis? Gio. They say Gia, Gaia, the earth, Orgos, the work, the earth work, Georgis, all those who work the earth, you know, to till the earth and till some more. So right here. We're still in the harvest time, the spiritual and the second of the two truths, in new covenant sense, the Hadish Kidan, the Adish Kidan sense, the Brit Hadasha sense, that harvest, harvesting the fruit of the Spirit, the Irid, looking at those nine fruits of the Spirit, have Galatians chapter 5, if we correct, verse 21, 22. But here for the T, Testify Tuesday here. You know, we're catching up here, as it says in the word, what Malachi says. Let's bring up Malachi right here, because we just was doing it, and we just got off of a reasoning, and here, coming to the podcast, still a few audibles, you know, audibles we're going to upload for tonight's podcast. But here, also have a catch-up, the overflow. We have an overflow from the 35th sabbatical study, right? In the 35th sabbatical study, We had Naso et Rosh, Naso, lift up, or take the sum, here in the book of Numbers, here with the third reading, 36 sabbatical study right here, Be Ha'elotika, when you aliyah up, when you go up, more directly in the Hebrew, when you go up, Be Ha'elotika, the aliyah, right, the going up, when you go up. But the context here is going up to light the lights. To light the lights, to light the lamps. But here's the word that we like to share with ones and ones and ones. It's concerning Malachi, the book of Malachi. It says so much to I and I and I. Malachi, the book of remembrance. So here, Malachi chapter 3, a little audible right here. By
then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
Yes. Then we shall return. Malachi chapter 3. I hope the eye of them heard the audible clearly from Matthew chapter 3. We have this here. This is a bite size. This is milk. You know, we need that milk, you know, even that mother's milk, that milk of HaTorah. We need the milk of the word, the basic building blocks right here. Milk is good. Here. Job, Book of Remembrance, Malachi, chapter 3. Yes, sir.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
So right here in Malachi. Remember, His Majesty sent Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan, special emissary to I and I over here in this North Country, prophecy, and throughout the Caribbean. Here it speaks of the faithful remnant, remnant. Here, Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, verse 17, and verse 18. Full of four once again. Then they that feared or reverenced Tefari, reverence, respected, Exiavi, the sustainer, Yahuwah, he who be, his divine majesty, spake often one to another, and Yahuwah and Jehovah hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear, that reverence, that Tefari, that respected Farai, Exiavi, the sustainer, Yahuwah, he who be divine majesty, Kedemah HaSelassie, and that thought upon his name, Shemo, and they shall be mine, saith Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. The key right here, we have to chew our food, chew the bread here of the word. This is basic milk right here. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. So it's about that service. And here, it resonates here with this fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Numbered, or Numbers, right? Those who are numbered, right? And that numbering, that census, that numbering is for the service. Right, so he won't just spear I and I as he speareth his own son, but the key is as a man speareth his own son that serveth him. Verse 18, it says, then shall ye all return and discern, returning and discerning between the righteous and the wicked. So this is not, you know, a lot of people say, you know, they not come to maybe like judge. You know, they say we don't come to judge. But in more correctly, we're not coming to condemn, and definitely it's not from our subjective or self. It's not about self-righteousness, right, or even self-condemnation, but about his judgment. In his sight, what is right, and in his sight, what is wrong, right? Between him that what? Service, Exiav is a sustainer, service Elohim, Hailahim, and him that serveth him not. So this is what I and I read here on the Tuesday podcast, the third day of the Shabuah, the T to T.
I'm going to testify. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Here on the LOJ, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the LOJ, the Lion of Judah podcast right here, hailing the King, even the King of Kings, Kedemah HaSelassie here, Rosh Shiloh on the Traveling Man Rhythm right here, heal up, Rasta Rebel, yes I, 2016 DJ, It's time for who? Here. It's time for Yisrael. It's time for Israel. Yes, I. Here.
Changing. People don't lose your spirit, follow. You never in our thing from day one. I see you trying everything that you can to set up the Rasta man. Let me tell you something. Give me love and you could see some smile. To wait on the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You never get away. Nazis and them and the militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rasta man can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy or you're thinking mad.
Shiloh, that mix right there. Yeah, for those of the devious plans that try to stop I and I, as we give Jah the sweet savor of the smoke, that smoke, and the savor of the offering, the enemies get the fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
So you don't give them the smoke, they get the fire. Yes, the hot, the hot, the
hot. People, this teaching stuff is magnificent. For we know what, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
Yes, praises.
Father, I'm some. Father.
Right here, 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 we have an evening psalm right here. The evening psalm appointed here for the third day, a.k.a. Tuesday, Psalm 82. Unjust grudges, judges condemn, and the sons are to rise to highest standard. Because the judges here is the shoftim of Yisrael, actually upon I and I. Charity must begin first at, what? They say at home, but we read in the scripts, it says the judgment first comes to the house, right? The house of God, you know, it's amongst I and I, you know? So here, 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 this psalm right here, appointed for the third day. Take note, take heed.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor la
samor la samor la samor la samor la samor la samor la.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah.
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes.
Arise,
O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Arise. You can hear the reason for the season, the harvest. 50 days after the resurrection, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So we both have the natural, the ground, the earth, the growth here, and iritical coming up to higher. Yeah, yes, I hear, Voice of the Poor, Fred Locke's classic, Voice of the Poor. We can give anything. We can give I and I voice, word, sound, and power. Yes, I, Rastafari. Yes, yes, yes. Fred Locke. Voice of the poor. Yes, the voice of the poor. It's interesting. What is it? Proverbs. It talks about death and life is in the power of the tongue. We look at the verse in the Hebrew. It says the yad, the hand. And Bamarinya in the King of Kings Bible says idj, the hand. So death and life is in the power of the tongue, the hand of the tongue. And that tune there by Fred Locke, you know, stretch forth thy hand. The word, sound, and power of the King of Kings, Kadamawi Hala Selassie. Yes, I. Helping the poor, giving them the guidance. So here on the In and the Irid, we are in the 36th sabbatical study right here. Biha and Lotika, when you step up, when you go up. Now we have some overflow, right, from the previous, even the Nazarite, speaking about the Nazarene. Are these two words similar? Are they the same? And from the English perspective, based on, you know, the translations we have, they might look very much similar, and many may have thought them to be the same, but the word says to study, to shew our and ourselves approved. So we're going to get into some of the overflow from the 35th. Here we're at the 36th, but some of the basic Torah right here for day one and day two, as we had day one with the Shavuot with harvest, as we had day two with the second day of the harvest, the Pentecost day here in the season. Here, we'd like to share this right here for day one and day two here of this Torah reading and feeding in this time of irritical, natural, five-cycle harvesting of the land and also the spiritual harvesting of the Isla Irid of the Holy Spirit. So here, let's ride up with this Torah reading and feeding to give a first here, right here, finite sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, and for keeping with the theme of this podcast, Testify to.
I'm going to testify.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this 36th. Here. First Aliyah. The Aliyah for the Yom HaRishon, for the first day, the first Aliyah of the seven. Here picking up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers. Numbers chapter 8, the order of the host, the 15th item, the lamps, and here in the scope it says candlesticks, but upgrade that, rephrase that, the lampstand. As we mentioned before, there would not be candles in that latter-day conventional sense because they don't run on wax, but they run on oil. So here, the Hebrew first words and the first aliyah for this Shabbat, B'ha'elotika. B'shem Ha'av, Ha'bein, Ha'ruach, Ha'kadosh, Yahweh, Echad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He will be, we be, the One. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers from the Sefer Bamidbar. Vaydaberi Yahweh il Moshe leimor, daber il Aharon we emarta elayo, b'ha elotika et ha'nerot, illa mula b'nei ha'menorah. Ya'iru shiba'ata ha-nerot. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, Lamor, saying, speak to Aaron, daber il Aharon, and say to him, with amarta elayo, when thou lightest bi ha-elotika et ha-nerot, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand, the menorah. Ilamul b'neha menorah yairu shiba'ataha nerot. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against ha menorah, the lampstand. As Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem commanded Moshe. And this work of the lampstand, HaMenorah, was of beaten gold. To the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work according to the pattern which the Yahweh had shewed Moshe. So he made HaMenorah, the lampstand. The order of the hosts, the 16th item, cleansing Halloween, cleansing the Lewawion, cleansing the Levites, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, take Halloween, take the Levites from among the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus, like this, shalt thou do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them make them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them make them take a young bullock with his Minka, meal offering, even fine flour mingled with shemen, oil. And another young bullock shalt thou take for a chatat, a sin offering, akri offering. And thou shalt bring Halloween, the Levites, before the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. And thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael together. And thou shalt bring Halloween, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and the Bnei Yisrael shall put their hands upon Halloween, the Levites. And Aaron shall offer Halloween, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for an offering of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Yahweh. And Halloween, the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks. And thou shalt offer the one for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, for a burnt, a holocaust offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to make a kippur, a atonement for Halloween, the Levites. And thou shalt set Halloween before Aharon and before Benaiah, his sons, and offer them for an offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thus, like this, shalt thou separate Halloween, the Levites, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, and Halloween, and the Levites, the Lewawion, shall be my. And here, for the second, the Sheini Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bit Ha'elotika, here picking up with verse 15. Numbers chapter 8, verse 15, for the Sheini Aliyah, the second offering up, Anaphora, here for this Shabbat, the Ha'elotika. V'acharei ken ya'bo'u ha'elwim la'eboda eta ohela mo'ed v'tiharta otam v'heinafta otam Tenufa. And after that Halloween, the Levites, and after that shall the Levites, the Lewawion, go in to do the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointments, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given to me, to I, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the sons of Yisrael, instead of such as open every womb, every matrix, even instead of the firstborn of all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, have I taken them to me, have I taken them to I. For all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, I sanctified them for myself, for myself. And I have taken Halloween, the Levites, for all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael. And I have given Halloween as a gift to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to do the service of the Bnei Yisrael in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tent of appointments, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, that there be no plague among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Bnei Yisrael come near to the sanctuary. And Moshe, Ve'aharon, and all the congregation, aggregations of Bnei Yisrael, did to Halloween the Levites according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, concerning the Lewawian, the Levites. So did the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Joch, the children of Israel, to them. And the Lewawian, Halloween, the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aharon offered them as an offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. And Aharon made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went Halloween, the Levites, in to do their service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, before Aharon, Aaron, and before Benaiah, his sons, as the Yahweh had commanded Moshe concerning Halloween. So did they to them. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth to Halloween. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the Ohel Moed of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the Ohel Moed, in the tabernacle of congregation, the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to Halloween, to the Levites, touching
the
I'm going to testify.
No, very, very important. Key words. They shall wait upon their service. So even when we get an age range of active duty, even after 50, they then become like elders, you know, to teach the young priests coming forward. But they shall wait upon their service. Yes, I, waiting upon the service and then serving in the service. So here you hear, heal up for the Levites. Here we got this tune right here, Ijaman Levi here, healing up the Levites. Here, this is molding. Listen to relic, listen to word, sound, power.
Thank you. Oh, love.
yes, 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 yes. Ijeman, Ijeman Levi right there with Molding. Interesting, even that tune right there, how it's in tune. The tune is in tune with the season, even the harvest season, the earth. She needs some molding, you know, and fruit, bringing forth that fruit, both in the two true sense, in the earthly type, in the natural type, in the eretical and the spiritual type. So here we have the 36th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we are in Shabbat Beha Elotika. So we're going to review, because much of the Torah reading and feedings, they kind of dove, you know, with the previous. So even in moving forward, it's good to reflect on the previous reasoning, the previous teaching, the previous direction, instruction. It's building, right? So we're building right here. We are also, in that sense, turning up the soil of the ground, even that ground of being. So here with the 36th sabbatical study, here the third reading from the fourth book of Moses, of Moshe, known as Bamidbar in the wilderness, but called the book of Numbers, Hebraically, the Sefer Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Here we have Beha Elotika. When you set up, one way of saying is when you set up, right, when you step up, I think in the KJV it has when you step up. Let's go here to compare and to contrast right here. So picking up the first part of the reading right here in Numbers chapter 8 at the first verse. So this Torah reading and feeding, it constitutes Numbers chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 16. 8 and 1 right here. We have right here, chapter 8, the order of the host. Now, the host, the word for host in the singular sense in the Hebrew is tseba. Modern Hebrew, they'll say tseba. Now, here, this is often equated with armies in a plural sense. So we have tsebaot, right? Somebody say sabaot, well, tsebaot. The Tseba is like a host. For example, here in the camp in the wilderness, there are two main hosts. There's the rank and file Israelites, and particularly those of the pedigree, that is in the number of those who can go forth to war, as we have from the beginning of the book of Numbers. And then secondarily, we have the Levites, Halloween, and they are that host, but they serve in the sanctuary, in the holy place. Right, and that is their service. So we have the service of those 20 years and up, right, of the pedigree that would be in, say, Ja'ami. And then we have the priests that serve in the sanctuary. But here, picking up the order of the host, the 15th item is the lamps and the lampstand. There's a very important note, because you'll probably find in the King James versions and other versions, it will say candlesticks. And true, if we even want to simulate, you know, that sense, even today, even as a teaching type, we might use, you know, the candles today. But as we read carefully and we study, we recognize that the lampstand, according to HaTorah, was not powered by wax. It was powered by oil. And the oil is a significance. The oil has a significance both in the earthly or the natural type, the five cycle, the physical type, as well as in the metaphysical type, right here. So here we pick up here, and the word here is, let's see, it says, speak to Aaron and say to him, when thou lightest. So here's the phrase, when thou lightest the lamp. So one will say, well, you say over here when you step up or when you set up, right, or when you go up. But over here in the KJV, it says when thou lightest up. Well, it has to do with getting to the root and getting to the Meseretawi Kwankwa, as His Majesty, the King of Kings, Haile Selassie, says, Hebrew, the foundational language. We see Beha Elotika. Ha Elotika, which is a direct saying to a singular male, is saying when you male, Aliyah, when you Allah, Aliyah, when you go up, Beha Elotika, when you go up. Now, this has a twofold sense. One can have a physical sense, Allah, the Aliyah, that going up, for example, three times in a year shall all the males called Zakar of the Bnei Yisrael appear in the place they will go up in the Aliyah to Yerushalayim, to Zion, right, to Sion, and then to Yerushalayim three times a year. So that going up to the feast, the festival, that's one Aliyah. Returning out of captivity to the land, that is another Aliyah, right? Going up to read, say, in the Hebrew, we say church, the gathering, to read HaTorah as Rabbeinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, did even in Luke's gospel when he went up to read. That's also an Aliyah, right? So this is just to show the word in its many applications. Here is when you go up to light the lights. And also it is speaking of when the light, we say the light itself is lit, the light itself goes up. So it's a kind of a twofold sense. So there's one sense of the ha'elotika, which is you actually, you male going up, and also ha'elotika when you go up to cause the light to go up. So it's instruction, direction here to ha'moshiach. Actually, right here, we have direction to the Messiah, to the Hebrew Messiah. We say the Hebrew Christ in the wilderness. Speaking of Aharon, Aaron is the one who is the high priest. Aaron is also the one who is the anointed. And his sons, the priests, here in this context here, he has his two remaining sons, Yitamar and Eleazar. Eleazar and Yitamar. The two other sons, as we know, with the strange fire, they got that burn notice, and they're no longer, speaking of Nadab and Abihu. So here, this is not saying to Aharon and to his sons, but here it says, and Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to Aharon, to Aaron, and say to him. So this here is speaking to, we could say, the Moshiach, we say the Messiah, the one who is anointed for that service. This is why in the New Covenant scripture, especially in the Epistle to the Hebrews, we see where the likeness is being made of Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, and Aharon and Aaron, and the priest type, and in particular the high priest type. So here it says, speak to Aharon and say to him, Beha Elotika, when thou lightest, when thou goest up to light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. This is literally what the KJV says. Here, for better clarity, as we study to show ourselves approved, the more operative word would not be candlesticks. Yes, we understand the history of the time, and we're not even inferring any intentional, willful, you know, deception. We don't see that there, so we're not laying a charge. What we're saying here is for better understanding for I and I, more better is the lampstand, right? Not the candlestick and bringing in that wax kind of idea, because as we go further, we'll find what it is powered by, right? The pure oil olive, right? That pure oil olive. So that's different than what the candlesticks using wax. So this is just for context, right? So we can understand the significance of the oil in the lampstand. And also the construction of the menorah, the construction of her, I emphasize a her there because some of the items, you know, are so described in the Hebrew, bringing in that divine double helix. So we also have those seven seals in man, the seven seals in man. When we look at the candle, what's called the candlestick, the Hebrew candlestick, but more correctly, the menorah, the lampstand, we also see a likeness of those seven, we say those seven lights, that lampstand in man with that center. The emphasis here is on that center shaft. So there's the center shaft that in the Hebrew we know as the Shamesh. Shamesh means sun, the sun, like the solar sun, the Shamesh. It is in the center, right? So it's that center one, right? And then you have the three branches on this side, as the word says, in the three branches on that side. What an interesting Hebrew spiritual sacred geometrical likeness here with the heart chakra, right? And the three seals or the three chakras, the three seals below and the three seals above. But the key is the shamash, is the center. So here what is being instructed to Moses to instruct and speak to Aharon is where it says here, it says, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand, the seven lamps. There's an emphasis, when you read it in the Hebrew, the emphasis is on that center, how the center is the key for the three and the three. And Aaron did so and lighted the lamps over against the lampstand, lighted the lamps over against the lampstand as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then it goes into description and further direction instructions. But here, let's get an overview right here. Remember, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, very interesting here in the season, as Psalm 8 also is said to be a psalm of the wine press. Some say it's a vineyard, you know, harvest, has a harvest theme, but in particular with the vineyard, the vineyard, here in the season. But here, finite sabbatical studies, and our Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong, for this Shabbat bit, ha elotika, let's go over a basic a synopsis. Just going over a basic synopsis right here. So the Torah synopsis here for the 36th sabbatical study, the third reading here in the fourth book, we refer previously for continuity purpose. In the last sabbatical, the last Shabbat, the last seven, the last straw, the Torah reading and feeding was naso. Naso, which means lift up, right? Naso et rosh, lift the head, concerning the census count. It concluded that the Israelite camp arranged around the completed Mishkan, completed tabernacle, furnished and supplied by the contributions, the donations from each of the 12 tribes. Moshe was inside HaMishkan, the Mishkan, the dwelling place called the tabernacle. He was listening to the voice. He was listening to the voice. He was listening to, we could say, the voice, the vocal, word, sound, and power. He was listening to the voice of Yahuwah, quote, speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony from between the two kerubim, between the two kepraim. Here.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten Commandments.
Yes, I. So right there, the words of the King of Kings, the King Messiah, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So here, Moses, in the previous sabbatical study, he was inside the tabernacle, the Mishkan. He was listening to the voice of Yahuwah, Jehovah. How was he able to hear the voice of Jehovah? According to the scripts, according to Bamidbar Numbers, the previous sabbatical study, he was speaking to him. Jehovah was speaking to him from above, from where? Above the mercy seat, the kaporet, that was on the Aron Ha-Edut, that was on the Ark of the Testimony, that was on the Ark of the Witness, the Ark of His Testimony, the Ark of His Witness. Now, it's interesting here, let's note also the different names, descriptive names that are given to the Ark. Most would say, well, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Well, here, T to T, Testify Tuesday.
I'm going to testify.
So know, right here, according to what the scripture testifies, here the name that's referred to is as the Ark of the Testament. That's the same ark, all right? Well, it's the same ark. It's the same ark, but we also have to recognize, you know, why is it called? That's the reason. Why is it called here? Yes, can I hear I and I? Is I being still heard? I think a call was coming in. Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes, I hope I was being heard right there. Call. Yes, I give thanks. The call was coming true and everything like that. I have to let them know, you know, we're on the air in the iris right here. So speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony. See, this is the first name for the Ark. And I won the Skylark. It's the Ark of the Covenant, Ark of the Covenant, Ark of the Covenant. You know, but don't really overstand the real narrative. We can say the real history of the Ark. Ross Ivy and I being, you love that tune right there. If you don't know the history of the Ark, you're a Skylark. But I mean, wonder whether some who say such things really know what the history of the Ark is, right? Because we have to put this into context. It's also the Ark of the Testimony, because what was in that box, that there is a testimony. What was in the box? What was in the Ark? What was in the Ark that you have heard or read about? The two tablets of law, right? We also find that there was a golden, you know, the pot of manna. There's also the rod of Aharon, right, that budded. And on the side of the ark, right, was the ordinances, that book, right, that book that was written. That's interesting, right there, that was put on the side. That was what, when we get to the New Testament, you know, when it talks about, you know, destroy those ordinances that were against us, that was written. Yes, remember the children of Israel, when they came into the covenant, Moshe, he wrote it down. Right. And where did he put it? He put it in the side of the ark. Right. Not in the ark, but on the side of the ark for what? As a witness. Just for one to one to get this right here. Let's just get the docs on this right here. We're going to get all the doxa right here on this. What are we speaking about right here? We're speaking about the Ark of the Covenant. We're speaking about why the Ark of the Covenant was called, right, as well, the Ark of the Testimony. Or a little more better, the Ark of His Testimony. So right here, we have the Ark, right? It was placed, okay, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, was placed where? In the Ark, in Exodus chapter 40, verse 20. Also in the New Covenant Scripture, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 4. Now there's what's called the ordinances, a.k.a. the ceremonial Torah, the ceremonial law. You have to recognize that the whole volume is HaTorah, right? But within HaTorah, there are Torot. Torot is like plural of Torah. So within the direction instruction, there are various direction instructions. So we also have the ceremonial or the ordinances, right? So here, this here, it was placed in the side of the ark. For a point of reference, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 24 to 26. Let's go there right here. Deuteronomy, right? So it says, rightly dividing the word of truth here a little and there a little. And this is basic. This is some basic milk right here, right? Some of the milk of the word. This is just basics, right? The ark right here, 31, verse 24. And here's what it reads. Now here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, at verse 24, Moshe, he instructs Halloween, the Levites. And it came to pass when Moshe had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book. Uh-oh. Who wrote the Torah? Moses didn't write it. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 24. And it came to pass when Moshe, as it is written, according to the narrative here, when Moshe had made an end of writing the words, Hadibarim, of this law, this Torah, in a cipher, until they were finished, that Moshe commanded Halewim, the Levites, the Lewawion, who bear the Ark of the Covenant. So here is called the Aron HaBarit, right? And what we're reading in Numbers, it's referred to as Aron HaEdut, the Ark of the Testimony. So the Levites, they bore, the men said bore, like the bier, they carried upon their shoulders. The ark was not to be put on a wagon, but it was to carry on their shoulders. They bear the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, saying, take this book of HaTorah, take this book of the Torah, and in the side of the ark of the covenant. So we had the 10 words, the two tablets that was put in the ark of the covenant, the ark of the testimony. Here we have this book, this sefer, this cipher of the law, this book of the law, right? And put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah Elohim, Yol Elohim, your power. Why? That it may be there for a witness, for a what? To testify?
I'm going to testify.
That it may be there for a witness against thee. Verse 27, for I know thy rebellion. I'd say rebel lion. Yeah, that too. I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye all have been rebellious against Yahuwah, against Jehovah. And how much more after my death? This is what Moshe is saying to them. It's like many ones who say, Rastafari, they love Kedemah and Haile Selassie, yes. But do you really have a respect, a true reverence? Or let's put it in plain KJV language, linguistics. Do you really fear him? Do you really respect him? So here, just to bring this out right here, we can clearly see, right? This is what we find later on in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, was nailed to the cross. The seam of the ceremonial law, the seam of that which was placed in the side of the ark. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15, that is what was abolished by Moshiach. However, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, the Esoret HaDebarim, was not destroyed by Moshiach. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. So many Latter-day Christians, they get confused on these things. You know, and one of the reasons why they get confused on it, because they cut off the foundation, the groundation. They're not working within the pattern. You know, the 10 words, who were they written by? It was written by with the finger of Elohim. We have this in Exodus chapter 31, 18. This book, right, that was written by Moshe in a book, 2 Chronicles 35 and 12, right, that which was spoken by Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. The ceremonial law that was written in a cipher in the book was spoken by Moshe in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And the 10 words, the 10 commandments, right, is called the King's Torah. What? Huh? It's called the Royal Torah, right? And in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Royal Amharic, it brings it out as the King's Law. The royal law, James chapter 2, verse 8, is the king's law, the royal law. That's the 10 words. That's the 10 commands. On the other hand, we have the ceremonial law that Ephesians refers to as, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15, is referred to as the law, the Torah, that was contained in ordinances. The Torah, the direction, instruction contained in ordinances. So there's a distinct difference, right? And this is why it's especially special what the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, what Kedemah and Haile Selassie, the King of Kings, the King Messiah says right here, here, here.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So let's elaborate a little bit more here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabua Torah, for this seven right here, here, here. Jehovah first gave instruction about how Aaron was to light the lamps of the menorah within the sanctuary, the inner chamber of the tabernacle. The wicks, what's known as the wicks of the six outer lamps, were to be positioned so that their light projected towards the seventh or the central shaft, that which is known as the shamash. To get a good description of this, draw what they call a Star of David with the two triangles. Then on each of the points, the six points, draw a circle. And then in the center of the Star of David, draw another dot. From a heaven view to earth, this is the position of the original menorah. The original menorah would have been in the shape of what we would call today, if you look down on it, like looking down from the top view, it's like in the position of a Star of David. On each of the six points, right, was one of the lamps. And then in the center was the shamash. Now, there's a further description of ha-menorah, of the lampstand, that was also given, stating that it was formed according to the pattern, the tabnit, in the Hebrew we call the tabnit, right, bamring the abnet in the Amharic, the tabnit in the Hebrew, that's the pattern that Elohim, Ha'elohim, showed Moshe upon the mountain, Ha'har. Now, Moshe then gathered Ha'elohim, the Levites, together to consecrate, to fill them for their service at the tabernacle in a ceremony that signified a sort of rebirth, a sort of regeneration. Ha'elohim, the Levites, were first sprinkled with water mixed with the ashes of the red heifer known as the Parah Aduma, the Parah heifer Aduma red, like the reddish brown Adama ground, the Parah Aduma. And this is what's known as the water of purification or the water of lustration. Then they shaved off all their hair and were immersed in a mikveh. Mikveh, some will say mikvah. Mikvah. Now, mikveh is a ritual bath containing flowing water. That's when you read in the scripts where it says, like, they shall wash and immerse themselves. The mikveh. The congregation, which is known as the Eda or the Edut, the Ark of the Congregation, the Ark of the Testimony, the congregation testifies. So the congregation of Yisrael was then called to the gate of the tabernacle. And the firstborn among them performed what's known as the Semicha. What is the Semicha? We have the Hebrew letter. There's the Hebrew letter known as Samek. Have you seen the hands of His Majesty? When His Majesty makes His hands in what's often referred to as a Trinity sign. But there's the way that the hand is made, right? In that Trinity sign also, it's more of a, not pointed, but it's like, those of y'all who know the Hebrew letter Samek, you'll see immediately the likeness, the Samek. It's, that's the sense of the laying on of hands. Like as one would lay on like two hands on the head of the animal, right? Like that forms like sort of a trinity within the center, the two hands together. That's the Semicha, the Semicha. We know that also based on, we look at the word and then the Hebrew letter Samek, the glyph. By laying their hands on the heads, on the Roshim, the Rashes, the heads of Ha'elohim. So the firstborn among them performed the Semicha by laying their hands on the Roshim, the Rashes, the heads of the Levites. Aaron then lifted each of them up as a wave offering. Yeah, literally, lifted them up, the Tanufa. So wave offering, the Tanufa. What's interesting is that the Tanufa, the wave, the Hebrew wave offering, it perfectly matches the true church in the professing church, the true sign of the cross, what's known as the making of the sign of the cross, the four cardinal direction, the wave sign, the Tanufa. So Aaron then lifted each of them up as a wave offering or the Tanufa, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Finally, Halloween, the Levites lay their hands on the head of two bulls that Aaron slaughtered as a chatat. A chatat, a sin, a lack, an akri offering, and a whole burnt offering given on their behalf. After all this, Halloween, the Levites, then, and only then were they ready to serve. To serve as what? As priests, but to bring it into practical application. To serve as mediators. Mediators for Ha'am. Mediators for the people, mediators for Jah people. Now on Abib, the Hebrew month of Abib, the first month, also known nowadays as Nisan, on Nisan 1, Abib 1 of the year following, on the year after the Exodus, the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, when the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, were still camped at Sinai, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, commanded Ha'am, the people, to observe Pesach, Passover, on the 14th day of that month, that moon, at twilight, which was the anniversary of the Exodus, and ordained it as a yearly celebration, a yearly memorial, a yearly celebration. However, on the other hand, there was a group of men, Mandem, who were unable to do so because they were ritually unclean. So Yahuwah, Jehovah, he instituted what is known and can be referred to as the, quote, second chance, end quote. Jehovah instituted what is known and called a second chance to observe, a second chance to be observant. Torah observant, a second chance to observe the Seder. The Seder is the order to observe the Seder exactly 1 month, 1 moon later, on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. An interesting note in Falasha anthology, we recall reading and studying that years ago about the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Beta Israel of the East, where in their schedule of holy days, they also incorporated that, right, as their celebration, that second chance. In other words, in the month after, on the same day, the 14th day of the next month. So if one could not observe the Pesach, Passover, as everyone else did in Abib on the 14th day, then the next month, right, they can observe the Seder, they can observe the order. Now the portion here, the reading and feeding here, 36 sabbatical study, Bihai Lotika, when you step up, the portion then repeats. We get a repetition, right? They say that education and study basically is just about that, repetition. As they say, practice makes perfect. So stop making an excuse about the lack of perfection. The portion here repeats the events that ended the book of Exodus, describing how the Shekinah, the Shekinah cloud, covered the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, the tent of the appointment, the tent of the meeting, and that whenever the cloud lifted, the people of Israel, Amo Yisrael, would set out. They would begin their tribe. They would go forward. And whenever it settled, whenever the cloud settled, Ha'am, Jah people, would set up camp. That was the spot there. Cloud technology of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, ain't nothing new. Ha'elohim further commanded Moshe to make two silver trumpets. Now note this, we're not talking about the shofar. The shofar is the ram's horn. Here we have two silver trumpets that HaKohanim, the priests, the messiahs, we could say, would use to summon the camp to attention, ring the alarm. So our ringing of the alarm are these two silver trumpets to rally the troops in battle, ringing the alarm, these two silver trumpets, and to announce appointed feasts and celebrations, ringing the alarm, the two silver trumpets. The Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, had been at Sinai at Sinai for nearly a year before Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim commanded Eloheinu, before our power commanded them to begin their journey through the Midbar, begin your journey through the desert, back or forward to the promised land. It was at Sinai, at Sinai, that Moshe had first set up the Mishkan, the tabernacle. He levicated, some would say dedicated, we say he levicated the priesthood, the kohuna. He taught Ha'am, the people, the commandments, the mitzvot, right, of HaTorah, the imperatives of the directions and instructions. In the, quote, second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, what we will call Iyar 20. Notice the twos, attention to the twos, the 2022, this year, 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 here, here, here. Second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the moon of the month, Iyar 20, the cloud lifted from over the Mishkan, and Moshe dispatched the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBarit, to follow after it into the Midbar, into the desert. We get that here, here, here in Numbers chapter 10, verse 33 to verse 36. Now, it's interesting here, 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 just to connect some of the dots coming down to 32 minutes before we go into the grace period. But here, 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 y'all have heard Psalm 68, right? You know, hopefully. Right? Just the first part of Psalm 68 right here, here, here. Yes, I hear this.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
I'm gonna testify.
Now know right there, right? May God arise, make his enemies be scattered. It's interesting, it's interesting, it's interesting, because that's actually the key words, right? That's actually the key words when the ark is moving forward, when the ark is setting out. So we get to Numbers chapter 10. In Numbers chapter 10, it says this right here, here, here. Chapter 10, verse 35, it says, and it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moshe said, rise up, Yahuwah, and let and make thine enemies be scattered, and make them that hate thee flee before thee. Verse 36, and when it, the ark, rested, he said, return, O Yahuwah, to the many thousands of Yisrael, of Yasharallah. Yes, I. So what we have right here, 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 is this key word, and so it's interesting when we get to Psalm, you know, we get to Psalm 68 in the opening word.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him, as smoke.
Yes, I, as a smoke. Yes, I. So right here, 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 just going through the overview right here. So Moshe, he then directed Ha'am, the people, to set out, quote, by stages, end quote, by stages, toward the desert of Paran. This is in the Negev, called the Negev. Today, the Negev, the Negev. Negev is the south. First, the eastern camp, led by Yehuda, led by Judah, set out. That was followed by Ha'elohim, who moved the tabernacle. Then the south camp of Reuben set out. That was followed by the Kohathites, who carried the tabernacle's furnishing, the sacred holy furnishing, like the menorah, the altar of Ashens. Then the western camp of Ephraim set out, followed by the north camp of Dan. And Don, Dan, or Don. Don is the rear guard. Don is like the rear guard. They served as the rear guard. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites began their journey, began their trod away from Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, Moshe is a Chotain. Chotain, his father-in-law, was invited to join them. Though it is unclear, according to the text, if he actually went along, it seems as though he returned to Midian. The portion then describes that whenever the cloud lifted, the Israelites broke camp. Moshe would say before the Ark of the Covenant, Aaron HaBrit, arise, Yahuwah, make your enemies be scattered. And make those that hate the eye flee before the eye. And whenever the trod was finished, Moshe would inspect the reassembled tabernacle, and then he would pray, return, O Yahuwah, to the many thousands of Yisrael. After 3 days into their journey, Ha'am, the people, Shah people, the Israelites, they began to do like Israelites do. They began to complain about their hardship. And Yahuwah Jehovah, Ha'ilahim, became angry and caused a fire to burn in the outskirts of the Machane, the camp. In addition, the 70 elders of Yisrael were killed, and the fires raged until Moshe interceded on behalf of the nation. This station of the journey was thereafter named Tabera. In the Hebrew means burning, like fire burning. Eish Tabera, like the fire burning. After that, there was a mixed multitude. Remember them? The mixed multitude, they began to lust after meat, after debtors. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, they began weeping for the cuisine that they had enjoyed back in Mitzrayim. They were weeping for the cuisine that they enjoyed in Mitzrayim. Moshe despaired for his life, and he told Ha'ilahim the burden of the people was too much, too enough for him. Ha'il, the Almighty, then instructed him to appoint 70 new elders that would be filled with the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. This is interesting here, the season. Check. So Jehovah then instructed Moses to appoint 70 new elders that will be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedush, so they could help bear the burden of leadership. And as for the people's complaints, their itching and moaning about the lack of debtors, you know, like this people are like, oh, where's the fast food stars? Lack of debtors. And the boring taste of the manna, you know, we call the manna the Torah reading and teaching. That one's fine, oh, it's kind of boring, the same thing. Well, you wonder why you're not making the progress. Ha'il promised to send so much meat, so much debtors, because they were complaining for debtors, lying for flesh for debtors. So Jah promised to send them so much debtors that it would, quote, come out of their nostrils. Ha'il then caused an enormous, a gigantic flock of quails to begin falling from the sky around the camp, the Machane, that Ha'am, the people, when he saw that, they began to gather and cook and feast. However, while the, quote, meat, the debtors was yet between their teeth, the quail became a plague, and many of the Bnei Yisrael, many of the sons of Israel, many of the Israelites died. They were dead up. This station of the tribe of the journey was thereafter named the graves of craving, the graves of lust, the graves of lusting, or in the Hebrew, the kivrot hata'awa. The kivrot hata'awa, some would say the kivrot, kivrot hata'awa. Modern Hebrew, the kivrot hata'awa, the ancient Afro-Semitic pointing, the kivrot hata'awa, the graves, kivrot hata'awa, hata'awa, of lusting, of craving, craving, cravenous, gravelicious, cravenous. Now, after this, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, they set out to a place that was called Chazerot. Chazerot. What is Chazerot? Chazerot is enclosures, right? The Chazerot could also be courts, but in this case, enclosures. They set out to a place called Chazerot, enclosures, where Aharon and Miriam, where Aaron and his sister Mary, they privately slandered Moshe and his leadership. Moses and his leadership was slandered by Aaron and Miriam privately. Miriam, Mary, not only questioned Moshe's decision, some say to leave Ishto, to leave his wife, his Eshet, his Oset, but also questioned his unique role as the mediator of Habarit, the mediator of the covenant at Sinai. Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, then instructed Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam to come to Hamishkan, where he descended, he who be, we be descended in a pillar of cloud. Yahuwah, Jehovah then called Aharon and Miriam forward, and he warned them that Moshe was uniquely chosen to be the leader of Yisrael, of Israel, since Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty spoke to him plainly, and only Moshe was permitted to behold the likeness. Only Moses was permitted to behold the temuna, the likeness in Hebrew, as man was created in his image after his likeness. In the Hebrew, we call this the temuna. Temuna is like a likeness, a temuna. So only Moshe was permitted to behold the temuna of Yahuwah himself, Atzmo, himself. When the pillar of cloud then ascended, when he aliyah up, said Elohim, he went up. When he aliyah up, Moshe, right, Aaron and Miriam was left there. But only Miriam was left with Tzara'at. What is Tzara'at? Often translated as leprosy or skin disease. What was the Tzara'at? The skin disease called leprosy was the punishment for the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara, for the evil speech, for the Lashon, the tongue, Ha, the Ra'a, the evil. For the evil, for the ill, the bad, the hurtful, unkind tongue, the evil speech of Miriam. Now, despite Moses and Aaron's intercession for her, for their sister, for Miriam, however, Yahuwah, Jehovah banished Miriam from the camp, from the Mechane, for 7 days, Shabbat Yamin, for 7 days. After that time, she was brought back. She was brought forth again. And Yahuwah and Jehovah directed her arm, directed Jah people further into the desert, into the Midbar of Paran. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, the synopsis here for this 36th sabbatical study for Shabbat, Bihailotika. Interesting point that segues here with the harvest observance, even the harvest, the irritical, the spirit harvesting here in the upper room of Zion. Interesting link is the 70 new elders that were to be appointed, who were to be filled with the Ruach HaKadosh, with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of the Holy One. It's very, very interesting here with the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion. Here we got 19 minutes right here on the podcast right here. We're going to the Great Spirit. We have a psalm. We have a psalm, a psalm, a psalm, a psalm. Psalm, today's daily psalm right here is Psalm 8. All right, Psalm 8. Yes, I, which speaks about the wonders of the creation, iration. Calling. For those listening in the blog talk, one can call in 515-602-9761 or check out the live stream on Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. But right here, just segueing right here. Now, we're going to play this tune. I'd like to share this tune coming forward. There's a midnight tune, Babylon Fruits, you know, but we connected here with Psalm 8. You know, because we're John Fruit here coming out of Babylon. But here today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, first ear, first psalm ear.
Mizmor het lamnatseya al hagittit mizmor le David.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Yahweh,
Jah, over. The around the wicked, I go crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them chim.
Amharic right here. Go right into this right here, the tightness of the time right here, the royal Amharic verse by verse, majesty of Jah, creator, above all his creation.
Today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor, Today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Cement. From the Mizmor of Dawit, from the Psalms, the vocal intonation, the chants of Dawit, the well-beloved. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, Mizmor Cement. It's theme, Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu Lai. Yefetari, the creator, of the creator, Gurma, the majesty, the Gurma, the amazingness, the majesty of the creator, even the irator, the blameless creator. Yefetari Gurma, befitretu lai, befitretu, the creation, fitretu, his creation, befitretu, upon the creation, befitretu lai, above his creation. Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, of the irator. Yefetari Gurma, befitretu lai, the majesty of the creator above, upon his creation. Today's daily psalm also has the theme of the paradox of man. Mekainai ride up, Mekainai begin. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, picking up with the superscription to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Cement, Psalm 8, Lemezem Rana Leka, to the chief musician, Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief chanters, the vocal intonators. Lemezemran Aleka, the musical director, Be'washint, on the flutes, Be'washint. Yeah, Dawit of David Mezmor. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. For the leader, and the translation for the leader, for the chief musician. Upon Gittit. Now, Gittit related to Gat in the Hebrew, the vine, the wine vats, the harvest is a harvest for harvest season, even for the reason for this season, the Gittit, Al HaGittit in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Metzav Kedus, Negus Neges Torgum, we have Be'washint upon the flutes, a psalm of David to the chief musician, upon Gittit, a psalm of David for the superscription to today's daily psalm, the paradox of man, Yefet Ari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the Creator upon above his creation, creation. Lemezemran Aleka, Be'washint, Ye Dawit, Mezmor, Kuter And, verse 1. Abitu Gitachin. Sinith the Midrahulu Ijiga Temesegana. Temesegana. Miskana Besamayoch like have kef below Alina. Abitu Gitachin. O Lord, our Lord. Abitu. O our Father. His Father, Father of the Beit. Abitu Gitachin. I and I sovereign. I and I, Lord, Gitachin. Sinith. The eyes name, the eyes male name, Semih, the Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegene, Ijig, very much is praise, the Midr Hulu in all the earth and all the earthly plane. KJV translates, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Abitu Getachin, Semih, the Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegene, Miskana, the eyes praise, the eyes Miskana, Miskana, Miskana. The eyes male praise, Besamayoch lie upon the heavens, Besamayoch lie. Kef kef below Alina, who has set thy glory above the heavens, who has set thy praises. Now it's interesting this word, even the Hebrew, some translations say, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, whose majesty, whose glory is displayed. Here we have, who has set thy glory. In the KJV, Bamarinya, the word here, the key word, corresponding to the Hebrew, Adir, Adir, Adir in the Hebrew, Mahadir Shemeka Bekol Haaretz. Here we have Miskana, Miskana, the I male praise of Besamayoch Lai, Kef Kef Belo Alina, Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ka hits anatina kamit avula joch af, miskana na zegaje, silet alati, talatina kimenyan, lemat fat. Kuter hulet, verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Ka hits anatina kamit avula joch af, from infants, babes, hits anat, ka hits anat tina, and kamiyat abu alijoch, and suckling children, af, mouth, out of the mouth of babes, infants, and suckling little children. Miskana azegadje, azegadje, miskana, miskana, praise, thanks, and praise, thanksgiving, and praises. Miskana azegadje, silet elate. You have prepared Miskana, praises, Isis, praises, thanks. Sula concerning Telati, Telati, concerning the eyes, male enemy, because of thine enemies. In the KJV it says, ordain strength, hast thou found strength because of thine adversaries, because of thy haters. Sula Telati, Telatinak Imenyan, Lematfat, that. So that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. KJV brings it out. From Arini, the Metzav Kedus, we have Telatina, Telat, the enemy, Telatina, and Kimenyan, Kimenyan, the avenger, le matfat, to destroy, to perish, to cause to get lost, the enemy and the avenger that I had prepared. Kahits anatina kamit abula joch af miskanan azagaja silet alati alatina kimenyan lemat fat kuter source. Verse 3. Yet atochehina saras mayochina bayahugize terek anna kawakabitina ante yesarahachewin. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou, the eye, male, hast ordained. Yet atochehin, and of thy fingers, thy male fingers, yet atochehin sarah. The work of thy fingers, yeah? Atochehin sera, samayochin, the heavens, the samayoch, samayochin, bayehu gize, bayehu gize, bayehu gize, when I, ayehu, when I see, in the time that I see, in time that I see the heavens, the work of the eye, male fingers, the cherika of the moon, cherikana, and kawakubitin, kawakubit, and the kokoboch, kokobim, kawakibit, and the stars, ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, ante, the eye, male, ante, yesarahachowin, that which the eye has made, they, who the eye has made, ante, yesarahachowin, guter arat, verse 4, tasbo zend, so, minderno, tigwabenyawum zend, yesolij, minderno, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. Tasbo, tasbo zend, so minderno. Tegwenyawum zend, yesolij minderno. And the son of man, yesolij, yesolij. And the son of the child, of the human being. Let thou, the eye, male, visitest him. Tegwenyawum zend, yesolij minderno. What is he? Minderno. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kamela ikte jigat ikita sanesho, bekvurnam bemiskana zoda kalelho. For thou, the eye, hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Kamela ikte ijig. The melaikt, the angels, come melaikt, from the angels, ijig, ijig, very much a tik-eat, small, tik-eat, lower, asanesaho, you have caused him to be lesser by a little, very little, very little, very little, ijig, tik-eat, come melaikt, ijig, tik-eat, asanesaho, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor, be-kubrna, the kubr, the glory, the honor, celebration, be-kubrna, and inna, and be-miskana, and in praises, and thanks, and praises, zod, a crown, zod, kalelho, you have encircled him, with a crown, you have crowned him. Now, what's interesting right here about this particular verse, and many scholars have gone into this, where in the Hebrew, wat hasarehu mi at me Elohim, yet thou hast made him but little lower than from me Elohim, from Elohim, a little lower, little less than Elohim. This is an obvious reference when we look at this Hebraically to Genesis 1:27, where man is declared to have been created in his own image. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So the Hebrew, Hebraically, is read a little lower, a little less than Elohim. Wat hasarehu me'ata me'elohim. Made him a little less than Elohim. Wikavod, wihadar, ti atarehu. Have crowned him with kavod, glory, honor. Wihadar, and honor, hadar, and honor, and majesty. These are attributes ascribed to Elohim as the supreme king of the universe, the universal king. Meleka ha'olam. We have this in other psalms, Psalm 29, round about verse 1, Psalm 104, round about verse 1, and Psalm 145, round about verse 4, verse 5. He has bestowed them upon man as the king of the terrestrial sphere, the earthly planes. We have this verse here, and in the Septuagint and the Metaf Kedus, it reads a little lower than the angels, which reflects the consequences, right? The consequences of the first disobedience. In the original, we have the Hebrew, a little less than Elohim. Now, because of the fall, seeming fall of man, in some translations we have verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. The eyes, hand. And the eyes, hand. Sarah. And the work of thy hand. Hululai. Upon all the work of thy hand. Shomho. You have madest him to have dominion. The word shomho is the sense of you have appointed him above all the work of the eyes, hand. Hulun, and all. Hulun, ka igrochu, betach, igrochu. His feet, ka igrochu, betach, under his feet. Aske zahilet, and you have put all things under his feet. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Begochnim lamochnim hulu degmom yemidra bedawinain sisoch. All sheep, begoch, and sheep, lamochnim, and oxen, and cows, and cattle, hulu, all, degmom, and also, yeah, midre, bedawin, and sisoch, and also of the earth, the animals, the beasts of the field, the wild animals, yeah, midre, bedawin, and sisoch, kuta, cement, verse 8. Yes, mayinim wefoch, ye bahirinim asoch, ye bebahir menget, yemiheduunim hulu, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. Yes, mayinim wefoch, yes, mayinim, semai, the heavens, and of the heavens, wefoch, the birds of the sky. Yes, mayinim wefoch, ye bahirinim asoch, and the fish asoch of the bahir of the sea, ye bahirinim asoch, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. Be bahir menged. Be bahir, the bahir, bahir the sea. Be bahir menged. And in the sea way, the way of the sea, yamihe da winim hulu, and all that go, all that proceed, all that go, that pass, go to and fro. The path of the sea. Be bahir menged, yamihe da winim hulu, kuter zet eng. Verse 9. Abe to get action. Simith the midero hulu ijig temesegene. O Lord, our Lord, Abe to I Father I Av. O Father of the bait, Abe to get action I and I Lord I and I get I and I sovereign get action. Simith the eyes male name. Simith the midero hulu in all the earthly plane and all the earth. The midero hulu ijiga temesegene. Very much it is praise. Very much it is thanked. Very much it is praise. It is excellent. It is praiseworthy. Very much in all the earthly plane. Ave to getachin. Simith the midor hulu. Ijig temesegana. 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 Temesegana.
مزمور سن لمزمران علقا بواشنگ يداوت مزمور عبيتو جيتاچين سمه بمدر هلو جيك تمثل መዝሙር ስምንት ለመዘምራን አለቃ በዋሽንት የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ። ምስጋና በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏል። ከሕፃናትና ከሚጠቡ ልጆች አፍ ምስጋናን አዘጋጀ። ስለጠፋ ጠላትንና ቂመኛን ለማጥፋት የጣፎችን ሥራ ሰማዮችን ባየው ጊዜ ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሠራሃቸውን ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድን ነው? ትጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ምንድን ነው? ከመላእክት እጅግ ጥቂት አሳነስከው፣ በክብርና በምስጋና ዘውድ ከለልከው። በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው፣ ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛሃለን። በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንስሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ። አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ።
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is it that thou art mindful of, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Midrash, study, today's daily psalm, as we are ordered to be open Hebrews, and we have the order of our kids, Tzedek, Midrash on Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8, La Minateyach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor Ledawi, for him who triumphs, La Minateyach, for the overcomer, La Minateyach, for him who triumphs, Al Hagitit, at treading the winepress, Gitit, Al Hagitit, La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the winepress, Al Hagitit, is to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the winepress is full, the vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle. Tread y'all, for the winepress is full. Rav, see Nachas, Phineas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that Gziavir, Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La Menatzeach Al Hagitit Mizmor Lidawi, for him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, Hagitit Gitit Mizmor Lidawi, a psalm, a chant of David. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her. By, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Yehuda, Judah, for me. For I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim. Against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchi, by, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Asir, in Esther 7 and 10. So they hang Haman on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63 and 3, I have trodden the wine press alone. I have trodden the vine press, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors, as a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of great gathering in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 49, 9 and 10, when great gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau. Of a pregnant woman, a woman with child, in Micah 5 and 2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for be thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. In Joel 4 and 13, in Joel 4, 13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the wine press is full. All the prophets, all the prophets saw the wine press. All the prophets saw the wine press as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put ye in the sickle, the wine press is full. So Isaiah saw it, for he said in Isaiah 27 and 2, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it, for he said in Psalm 81 and 1, for him who triumphs, Laminat Seyach, Al ha-gittit at the treading, at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David, David saw it, for he said, Lam natzeyach al ha-gittit mizmor le-David, for him who triumphs at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm, a chant of David, of David. La menatzeyach al hagiti mizmor le David. Yahuwah Adonenu madir shemeka bekol haaretz asher tina hodeka al hashemayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahuwah Adonenu madir shemeka in all the earth, bekol haaretz, yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, asher tina hodeka al hashamayim. Rabbi said, we, I and I, find that on three occasions, at the making of man, at the giving of Torah, and at the building of Hamishkan, the tabernacle, Hamelachim, the angels remonstrated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. They remonstrated at the making of man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to create man. He consulted the angels and said to them, some say, let us make man in Bereishit, Genesis 1:26. They asked, what is man that thou art mindful, that thou art mindful of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahanosha ki atizikrenu. Elohim replied, soon you will see Chokmato, his wisdom, his wise mind. And after he created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl before the ministering angels and began asking them what the name of each creature was. The ministering angels did not know. Then Elohim said to them, you desire proof of the wisdom of man. As I ask him, he will tell me, the Shemot, the names. Indeed, he will call out the name of each one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do then? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl and brought them before man. For it is said in Bereishit, in Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim assembled, why yourself, every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Is it not already said in a previous verse, ask Ravaha, Elohim made Wayas, the beast of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, in Bereishit, in Genesis 1:25. In what sense then does scripture use the word Wayitzer, having said by Wayas in the previous verse that he made? By Wayitzer in this verse, scripture cannot mean he formed, but he assembled, as in the phrase in Deuteronomy 21:19, the A part of the verse. When thou shalt assemble Tatzor against a city, Deuteronomy 21:19a, having said that Elohim, the true good, the true God, assembled the creatures, scripture goes on to say that, according to Genesis 2:19, he brought them to the man to see, lirot, what he would call them. Is not everything foreseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He? Yet, The verse says to see, lireot, to see as if Elohim could not foresee. How then are we to understand lireot unless we read it as lareot, to cause to see, lareot, to cause to see. That is, Elohim caused the ministering angels, to see, seeing man's chokmah, man's wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, chokmah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse? And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh v'ei tekol of ha'shamayim v'yabel ha'adam lir'ot ma yikra lahu. With kol asher yikra lahu ha'adam nefesh hayahu shemo. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, ha'adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adamah. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is my name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since the I art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be we be. That is Shemi, my name, Adoni Yahuahu Shemi. Ani Adonai Hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be. That is Shemi Hu Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that Adam called me, called I. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma enosh ki tizikreinu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Hadonin, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive. And Torah Tekah, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? Among earthly beings, as it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45:12, I have made the land and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, thy son has a finger missing, yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah, cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19:14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14:2, this shall be the law of HaMetzorah of the leper, and in Leviticus 12:2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11:9, these may ye all eat, and in Leviticus 11:4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. The living, 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 the living.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's zoom ahead here, and let's share this right here. Yes, I. Rastafari. One moment, sisters and brothers, have a little something going on here on this board right here. Okay.
For your majesty as a mature.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
When I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained, ki ereh shameka ma'aseh etzavotecha, yareacha wikokavi ma'asher konanatah. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the Dalet, Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'aseh etzavotecha, the moon and the stars, yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye has ordained, asher konanta, Asher Konanta. Rav Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, yareyach wikokabi asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the I, hast given to me, give it to I in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, give I now what is ours, and also what was our father's. As is said, the work of thy fingers, ma'isei etzaboteka. And here, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, ma'isei etzaboteka, the work of thy fingers. Here, midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous, who find sufficient reward in merely beholding Ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise, in the garden of delights. And the slothful laborers, quote unquote, and the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own desserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz. Ani malei num Yahuwah. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz. Ani malei num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers, Ma'isei Etzaboteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the 6th section, 19.6. What is man? What is man that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Ma enosh ki tizikarenu? What is man? Ma enosh that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Ki tizikarenu? Here, today's Psalm 8, Hebraically, the Hay verse, the 5th verse. Ra Berakayu taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was creating His universe, His Einiverse, He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of Ha-Tzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou rememberest him? Ma enosh ki tizikrenu, uben Adam ki tifakdenu. What is man, ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Ki tizikrenu, and the son of man, uben Adam, that thou thinkest of him? Ki tifakdenu. In saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, Ma enosh ki tizikrenu, They were referring to Abraham, to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Hailahim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham. In saying, and the Son of Man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the Hey verse, he breaks the fifth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the fifth verse, the B part, the second part of the fifth verse. And the Son of Man, U Ben Adam, that thou rememberest. That thou rememberest him, ki tifa kedenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifa kedenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah. And Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah, in saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, then Ha'ilahim, then the power, the true good, the true God. Here, today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the sixth verse. Wata chasrehu me'ata me'elohim. Yet thou, the eye, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Wata chasrehu me'at me'elohim. That thou, the eye, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young, as is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Here, from Bereshith, here, from Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Vayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot, vateladna hatzona ikudim, nikudim, uat eluim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Vayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wa teladna hatzona ikudim nikudim utaluim. Thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than Elohim, than the power, the true good, the true God, than Ha'ilahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life, into them. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. Here, today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the wow verse, the vav verse. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar, glory and honor, wikavod wihadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Wikavod wihadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. U Moshe lo yada'a kia karano ora panayo de dabro ito, that Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. U Moshe lo yada'a kia karano ora panayo de dabro ito. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Here, 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 he breaks with the seventh verse, the Zion verse. And makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam Shileu, Bimaiseya Yadecha, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam Shileu, Bimaiseya Yadecha. They were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Yahshua, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'aina Yisrael, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymeka Ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Shemesha b'Gibeon dom. Moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Moon, and thou moon with Yareach b'Aymeka Ayalon. Shemesha b'Gibeon dom with Yareach b'Aymeka Ayalon. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. Here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayodom hashemesh. The sun stood still and the moon stayed. Ve'yareach amad. And the moon stood. The moon stood. Vayodom. The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Vayodom hashemesh. Ve'yareach Yareach, and the moon, Yareach Amad, and the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the eye, puttest all things, all things, thou puttest all things under his feet. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Psalm 8, here, Hebraically, the seventh verse, thou, the eye, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata, tachata raglav, thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachat raglayo. They were referring to David, all of whose enemies fell before him, so that he said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. Ve'eshakema ka'afar areta ketita chutzota edikema erka'e. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22:43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad. Ve'eshakema ka'afar areta. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse right here. Hear Mizmor Chet. The Chet, the 8th verse, Psalm 8, verse 8. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Sonev alafim, kulam, sheep and oxen. Sonev wa alafim, all of them, kulam. Sonev wa alafim, kulam. They were referring to Shlomo, to Solomon, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings chapter 5, the 13th verse that reads, quote, he spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. He spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. And here, this particular verse here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. Why daber al ha etzim amina ha erez asher abal lebanon we ada ha ezob asher yotzeya bakir why daber al ha behema we al ha of we al ha remesa we al ha dagim. Here, full of verse. Here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. Here, he breaks with the fuller verse. Why daver al ha etzim amin ha reza asher balbanon we ada ha ezob asher yotzeya bakir why daver al ha behema we al ha of we al ha remes we al ha dagim. Here, the quote, he spoke also with beasts, with fowl, and with creeping things. Why daver al ha behema we al ha of we al ha remes we al ha dagim. In saying, yea, and the beasts, of the field. Here, today's Psalm 8, the 8th verse. Vegam bahemot sadai, yea, and the beasts of the field. Vegam, and also, vegam bahemot sadai, and also, the beasts of the field. Vegam bahemot sadai. They were alluding to Samson. According to Rav Hanina Bar Papa, Elohim Hailahim, the power, let the angels see Samson as he was capturing the 300 foxes. Here, Midrash note referred to Hashoftim, to Judges chapter 15, verse 4. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the power, may the angel see Daniel go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the true God, the power, may the angel see Daniel, go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. In saying, the fowl of the air, here, today, Psalm Mizmor Chet, here, the 8th verse, the 9th verse. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of the air. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of heaven. Sipor Shamayim. They were alluding to Elijah, who flies about the world like a bird. Of alias of Elijah, it is also said, according to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. Veha'orvima mevi'ima lawu lachema uwa vasara baboker vilachema uwa vasara ba'arev uwa mina hanachala yishteh. Here, full of verse, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6. And the ravens, Arabs, brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook, We ha orbima me beima lawu lachem ua basara baboker. We lachem ua basara bareb. U mina ha nachala ishte. And here, I and I midrash note, when it says we ha orbi, some say by a change of the nikudot pointing, ha orbi, ravens can read arabs. The word for ravens can read arabs. We ha orbi, we ha arbi, we ha orbi, and the ravens can also be read as arabs. But here, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. We ha orbi ma mebiim lau lechem uwa basar baboker. In saying, and the fish of the sea, in saying, and the fish of the sea, here, the eighth verse, U'digay hayam, and the fish of the sea, U'digay hayam. Here, they were alluding to Jonas, of whom it is said, according to Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Vayitapalel Yonah Eliyahua Elo Hayoa Mima'e Ha Daga. Here, the fuller verse. Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah Elohayu, his Elohim, his power, out of the fish's belly. Wayita palela yona illa Yahua Elohayu mi ma'e ha daga. In saying whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea, here also the eighth verse, in saying whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Overa arhota yamim. Whatsoever passeth, ober, passeth through the path, arhot, of the seas, yamim. Ober arhota yamim. Whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea, ober arhota yamim. They were referring to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, of whom it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, quote, but the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. Uvnei Yisrael halku vayabasha betok hayam. But the children of Yisrael, the Bnei, the sons of Israel, walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. O Bnei Yisrael, halku bayabasha betok hayam. Finally, in saying, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is thy name in all the earth. Hear the Yod, Hebraically the Yod verse, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the 10th verse. Finally, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka Bekol Haaret, Jehovah, I and I Sovereign, he be, I and I Sovereign, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka, how glorious is thy name. Mahadir Shimka in all the earth, Bekol Haaret. Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaret. The angels meant, do what pleases thee. Desendale, do what pleases thee, I. Thy glory is to sojourn with thy people and with thy children. And here, Midrash note, compare with the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah 8 and 6, quote, the angels, Melakim, they said to him, do what pleaseth thee, I. Desendale, do what pleaseth thee, do what pleaseth thee, I, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol ha'aretz, 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 ha'aretz.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble, a be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by a be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
And another comment on, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, at treading the gittit, hear, the superscription, the title, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatzeyach al ha-gittit, Lamnatzeyach al ha-gittit, for him who triumphs, La menatzeyach, for the overcomer, for the one who wins, for him who triumphs, La menatzeyach al ha-gittit, usually translated as for the leader, for the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, upon gittit, wine press, lamnatzeyach al ha-gittit, for him who triumphs at treading ha-gittit, at treading the wine press. The verse refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog, and of the four kingdoms upon whom Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, will trod as in a wine press. As is said even in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine press? Madua Adom Alilavushecha Uvagadecha Bidorek Begat. Hear. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth, that like him that trodeth in the wine fat, in the vine press, the wine vat. Hear. Madua Adom Alilavusheka Uba Gadeka Bidorek Begat. Madua Adom Lilavusheka Uba Gadeka K Dorek Begat. Yeshayahu Hanavi, the prophet Sias Isaiah, he said, even in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16, the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahua Sebaot Bamishpata Vihael Hakadosha Nikdasha Bi Tzedaka. Hear. Full of verse. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. But Jehovah of armies, Yahuwah Tzebaot, shall be exalted in judgment. And Ha'el, and the Almighty, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, that is holy, Kadosh, shall be sanctified in righteousness. Wa'yigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot v'mishpat with Ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha B'Yitzadaka. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when will the Holy One, the Sanctified Set Apart One, blessed be He, be exalted? When He executes judgment upon HaGoyim, upon the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, for what is said in the preceding, in the preceding chapter, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, all one, shall be exalted. Aine gavhuta dama shafel v'shacharum anashi v'nisgav Yahuwah levado Bayom Hahu. Hear. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Yahuwah and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. Aineya gabuhut adam shafel v'shachruma nashi v'nisgav Yahuwah lebado bayom hahu. At such a time, at such an aiwa, Yahuwah Jehovah Tzebaot, Jehovah, he who be, we be of armies, shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot Bamishpat, and Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbah Yahuwah Tzebaot Bamishpat. Similarly, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty I, the Almighty Ha'el said, and it shall come to pass in that day, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, and I will cause to rain up on him, upon him, and up on his bands, upon his bands, and up on the many, upon the many peoples that are with him. An overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus, like this, will I magnify myself, thyself. And they shall know that I am Yahuwah Jehovah. Hear, 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 Yechezkel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, and verses 21 to 23. And here, here, Yechezkel, here, here, Ezekiel chapter 38, here, verse 18. V'haya, bayoma hahuwa, bayoma bo, goga al adamata Yisrael, nu Adonai Yahweh, ta'ile, chamatiya be'api. Here, here, full of verse, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18. But it shall come to pass at that, at the same time, at the same Iowa. And it shall come to pass at the same time, Iowa, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith Adonai Yahweh, saith Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face. Wehaya bayom ahahu. Beyom bo goga ala damata Yisrael nu Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamatiya be'api. My wrath, my fury, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, 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 will go ham upon them. Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamati be'api, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. Ta'ile chamati be'api. Verse 21, full of full. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Brother, brother. Vikarati alav likola harai chereva numa Adonai Yahweh chereva isha be achiv tihye. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, saith the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Wikarati alayo alikola harai chereb nu Adonai Yahweh chereb ish be'achiyo tihyeh. Verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain up on him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Ve'nishapatati ito be'dever uvedam v'geshem shotef v'avneya eladavisha Eish v'gafarita amtir alayiv v'ala e gapayav the Allah Amima Rabima Asherito. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him. And I will reign on him and on his hordes and on the many peoples who are with him. An overflowing shower and great hailstones, fire and sulfur, fire and brimstone. We nishapatiti ayito bedever ubadama we geshema shoteifa we abneya elagavisha eish we gafrita amatira alayoa we ala e gapayo we ala amima rabima asharito. Verse 23. Thus like this will I magnify myself. Thus like this will I magnify myself and sanctify myself. And I will be known in the eyes of many nations. And they shall know that I be he who be who he be. Jehovah. Ve'ahita gadilitia, ve'ahita kadishati, ve'no da'itia, le'ainaya goyima rabima, ve'yadu kiani Yahuwah. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, of many Gentiles, heathen, the international community, and they shall know that I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah, and they will know that I be Jehovah. Wehita gadilati, wehita kadishati, we nodaiti le ainaya goyima rabim, we yadu kiani Yahuwah. Similarly, Joel, the son of Petuel, he says, even in Joel, chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 to 12, proclaim y'all this among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together round about. Make the nations be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. And here in the KJV King James Version, Joel chapter 3, this is found at Joel chapter 3 verse 9, that reads, full of verse, proclaim ye y'all this among the Gentiles, the heathen, the Goyim, the international community. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them, make them come up. Kero zot abagoyim. Kadeshua milchama. Ha'iru ha'gibore. Yigeshua ya'ilu kol anshe. Ha'milchama. Proclaim this among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Kero zot bagoyim. Prepare for war, stir up the mighty men, make all the warriors draw near, make them come up. Kerozot bagoyim, kadeshua milcham, ha'iru ha'giborim, yigeshua ya'ilu kol anshe ha'milcham. And here, Joel, chapter 3, verse 11, KJV, full of verse, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together to gather round about. Thither, there, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Jehovah. O Shoah, Vavo, Kola Hagoyim, Mia Saviva, Ve Nika Balto, Shamma, Ha Nechata Yahuwah, Giboreka. Hurry and come, O Shoah, Vavo. All you surrounding nations, Gentiles, call Hagoyim, and gather yourselves together, Mia Sabib. Cause your mighty ones to come down, thither there, O Jehovah, we nikabatsu shama, ha nechat Yahuwah, giboreka. Verse 12, KJV, full of verse. Let make the heathen, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen, the Gentiles, the Goyim, the international community, the nations round about? Ye oru ve ya elu hagoyim el emeka Yehoshaphat ki sham eshev lishpot et kol hagoyim miyas aviv. Make the nations arouse themselves. Ye oru ve ya elu hagoyim, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat and Aliyah. To the valley of Jehoshaphat, where Ya'elo Hagoyim El Emeka Jehoshaphat, for they ki sham, will I sit Esheb to judge Lishpot all the surrounding nations. Et kol Hagoyim Mia Saviv, Ye Oroa where Ya'elo Hagoyim El Emeka Jehoshaphat. Ki sham esheb lishpot et kol hagoyim miya sabib. But there's no valley named Jehoshaphat. There's no valley named Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by the valley of Jehoshaphat? What then is meant by Emek Jehoshaphat? What is meant by Emek Jehoshaphat? The valley of Jehoshaphat. It is the valley in which Yahweh, the Lord, he who be, Yahweh, Shaphat, will make decisions, Shaphat, concerning all, call Hagoyim, all the nations, all the Gentiles, international community. So it is described in the verse, even the verse from Euel, Joel, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutza, ki karov, yom Yahuwah, be'aymeka, he'charut. Hear. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka he'charut. For the day of Jehovah is near. Ki karov yom Yahuwah. In the valley of decision. Be'aymeka he'charut. Himonim, be'aymeka he'charut. Ki karov yom Yahuwah. Be'aymeka he'charut. Here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 14. The himonim, the multitudes are not the multitudes of the living, but the multitudes of the dead, as is intimated in the verse, even the verse from Yeremiyahu, from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 to 33a. Behold, a great storm shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, the earthly plain, and the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth of the earthly plain even to the other end of the earth, the earthly plain. Thus, like this, after saying, there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Hear, Joel chapter 3, verse 12. For there, ki sham esheb lishpot et kol hagoyim mi sabib. For there will I sit to judge, ki sham esheb lishpot, all the nations round about, et kol hagoyim mi sabib. Ha'el, true God, the power of the Almighty, Ha'el, declared even in Euel and Job chapter, Hebraically chapter 4, verse 13, but here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Put in the sickle, because the harvest is ripe. Shilchu magal ki vashal katsir bo'u ridu ki mal'a gata heya shiku Haya yekabi ki araba ra'atam. Full of verse. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Shilchoa magalakia bashala atir boa redu kia malagata heya shikoa haya yikavi ki raba raatam. After that, he says, so shall ye all know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy, my Isla mountain. Hear. Joel chapter 3, verse 17. Hear. We are da item akiani Yahuwa Elohekem. Shoke na bitziona harak adishia. We haita Yerushalayim kodesh. We zarim lo ya'abru. Lo ya'abru baha. Oda. Hear. Full of verse. So shall y'all know that I be he who be, we be your power, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, be set apart, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. We da itema ki ani Yahuwa Elohekem shokeina bitziona harak adishi. We haita Yerushalayim kodesha. We zarim lo ya'avru baha. Oda. And when will he be known as the Lord God? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, is seen in the wine press, in the gut. And when shall he be known as Yahuwah Eloheinu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in the gut, in the wine press. When Ha'el Ha'el says, come, tread y'all. For the wine press is full. Come ye, come y'all. Bo, ki, bo, ridu. Come ye, come y'all. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Bo, ridu, ki, mala'a, gat. Bo, come y'all, ridu, tread, trod. Ki, for mala'a, full, gat. The wine press, bo'u, ridu, ki mala, gut. Hear, Yoel, Ewell, KJV, King James Version.